For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Vote totals are beginning to trickle in from United Auto Workers Union locals around the country on day 38 of a strike against General Motors. Some locals have strongly voted to ratify the four-year contract, but it also has been rejected elsewhere. I talked via Skype with Michael Martinez of Automotive News about the early vote tally. The UAW decides to focus on GM. They call a strike. The walkout lasts more than a month. Has any of this surprised you?
Not really. This has sort of been building for more than a decade. Back in 2007, the union made a lot of concessions to help keep Ford, GM, and Chrysler afloat. And the workers want all those concessions back because all the automakers have been extremely profitable over the past few years. So their anger has sort of been slowly boiling here, and they were ready for a walkout, and they delivered that.
Automotive News is tracking vote tallies as they come in from around the country. Are you seeing any trends as we talk on Wednesday?
Well, there's a few things to consider, and only a few plants have voted. A lot of the big ones, the results won't come in until Thursday or Friday. But you're seeing a strong no vote from the first GMCH plant, that's General Motors Components Holdings. And they're sort of, in a way, second-class citizens compared to all other workers. Those workers used to belong to Delphi and other suppliers that GM took back during the Delphi bankruptcy. They make a lower wage scale. They have fewer benefits and fewer job protections than traditional workers. And they feel they didn't earn as much in this tentative deal. So you're likely to see all four GMCH facilities vote no. The first one in Rochester voted it down heavily. Also, Spring Hill voted it down, which was somewhat surprising because that was one of the only plants to have product promised to them, spelled out directly in the contract. However, it may not be surprising because they do have a large contingent of workers from Lordstown who have transferred over to that plant. And Lordstown, as you know, is one of four plants that GM targeted for closure, and is one of the three plants that they will get to close under this tentative deal.
And that margin at Spring Hill was razor thin.
It was tremendously thin. It was seven votes. The production workers voted it down. Skilled trades workers, however, voted for it. But when you combine all those together, you get seven more votes in the no column than in the yes column.
Now, last week, on the day that the tentative agreement was announced, I spoke with some Lansing General Motors workers, and the people I talked with expressed more concern about the path for temporary workers to become fully vested, as opposed to talking about the wages and bonuses that are in the contract. One worker I spoke with felt more strongly about that than anything else. Let's listen.
At this point, if I were to ask if you're leaning yes or no?
Hard no.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have any thoughts on that kind of response in Lansing?
Well, honestly, it goes beyond Lansing. A lot of the workers throughout the country place the temporary worker issue at the top of their list of things they wanted to see changed. Now, the contract does provide for a three-year path for full-time employment for temps, although it gets a little murkier when you look at new hires. The three-year path is for all current temporary workers. For new temporary hires, they'd have to start off as part-time temps for a while, have the opportunity to become full-time temps, and then after that, they'd have to wait 2 years before they could be considered for regular full-time employment. So there is a path. Some argue it should be a quicker path, but it's hard to see that they could win much more there if they were to throw the deal back.
One final question. If approved on Friday, how quickly might GM plants reopen?
You could see them go back, depending on the timing of the announcement. You could see them go back the next day, or I would think at the latest, that next Monday.
Michael Martinez is covering the UAW strike vote for Automotive News. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.